Hot 91.1, streaming now, hot91.com.au. And the big grand finale last night on MasterChef, the pressure cooker. I'm like,
Oh my God. If you have fingernails this morning on your hands, you weren't watching MasterChef 2016. We're joined now by the winner, Alina Duggan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
How does it feel? Because you would have watched it last night. I know this happened a little while ago, but is it completely sunk in and is the mass adoration just swamping you at the moment?
I'm pretty overwhelmed at the outpouring of love and support. It's truly awesome, and it's a beautiful thing, and I'm really, really excited.
And $250,000 richer for your trouble. Well done.
Yeah, what an awesome bonus.
Of course, not everyone's happy. We were speaking to Matt Sinclair earlier, who was properly pissed off.
He wasn't.
He's so angry at you right now.
I definitely don't believe that. No. We had a beautiful celebration together and have a huge amount of respect for each other.
Well, of course he's going to say that to your face, but to us earlier, he was digging the knife in. Let me tell you, the globals were going straight to the spine.
Because we were saying, like, how cool is it? The final three all have a Sunshine Coast connection, Alina.
Yeah, really, really awesome. Awesome. I think that's one of the reasons we got along so well is we had lots of fun stories to tell about the coast.
Now, when you went into the final round, the egg situation, you had your little stumble when you put in the wrong mixture and you had to do your half mixture.
Yes.
But then your white gear, what's the white gear called? The panna cotta was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Matt stumbled. When you both finished and you're standing in front of the judges and you knew Matt's egg was crap, is that when you knew you had it? Were you standing there going, oh, I've so got this?
Not at all. It all comes down to flavour, so you never know until you're receiving that feedback. And we didn't hear any of the what was going on in that tasting room, so nothing is guaranteed until we hear from the judges.
But how is it, like 90-something steps in the recipe for that Heston Blumenthal egg creation looked like a savoury dish. It was actually a dessert dish. You guys nailed it, even though it was so tough. I can thank you both for my kitchen and my whole house, in fact, smelling like burnt vegetables because I was cooking crumbed fish in the oven and a potato mash, and because I couldn't stop watching television, I burnt everything.
Oh, no.
Two steps in that recipe.
Plan.
No, I still ate it.
Can I say my favourite moment last night, and gee, the producers do it well, don't they? They really suck you dry. They build you in. There's two of you. You're leaning into it. They bring your family in. Let's have some tears. Make everyone cry.
Yes,
But my favourite moment was Maddie was struggling getting his eggs sprayed, the chocolate sprayed into the mould, and you downed your tools. Now, this is a very high-pressured situation. It's only you or him for the line.
Yeah.
You downed your own tools at the height of a pressured situation and went and helped him. You are a beautiful human being, apart from being the rock star and deserving winner.
I believe he would have done the same for me, and I had enough. Ingredients to spare, so your helper made out, and we were there together from the very beginning, and you want to see each other do well.
See, I don't think you're going to be much of a chef beyond this now, I'm sorry, Lena, because chefs are all jerks and mean natured.
I have to work on my attitude.
You're much too nice. You're much too nice.
Gordon Ramsay, eat your heart out. Look, Alina, we're really proud of the Sunshine Coast contingent. You've done so well. Are we going to be seeing you as a head chef of a restaurant sometime soon? Or
definitely my long-term goal is to be have my own farm cafe and be connecting with community and young people and trying to engage them in living a more delicious, happy and healthy future. And in the short term, I'm going to take the steps to get there, and that will definitely include some industry experience to sort of give myself the best possible chance for success on the other end.
Absolutely. Do you want to do a quick shout out to anyone here on the Sunshine Coast?
Oh, all my friends and family, my mum and my dad and all my school friends and, all my teachers. Teachers are inspiring and, everyone until this point has helped me to get where I am.
Alina Duggan, enjoy a well-deserved break and a rest away from the MasterChef. And congratulations for being the 2016 winner.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's the Hot Breakfast. Hot 91.1. Michelle's standing by in the newsroom next. Wake up.